What's going on, guys, and welcome to December's episode of Game of the Month, the show where we pick a game at random every month, and at the end of the month, we talk about it like a, not like a book club, like a review. My name's Seth, and this is Chevy joining me. Chevy, it's the end of the year. It's the final game of the month of the year, but the final episodes of the year. Are you excited to discuss the game we played, which was Marvel Spider-Man 2? And are you excited for the new year? And how you doing?
Doing good. Looking forward to next year quite a bit, actually, because I'm supposed to be traveling to Japan.
Oh, so, yeah. I was like, what do you look forward
pretty
to?
Pretty excited about that. I've been wanting to do it since a teenager. So.
True.
Outside of that, I'm looking forward to a lot of things next year. You know, game releases early in the year that I'm looking forward to, like Final Fantasy VII.
Tekken 8 in January.
January and February, just immediately. Yep. I'm going to start hitting pretty hard. I got a bunch of animes coming out as well early year. So, yeah, pretty excited for that. And then...
it's good to hear you excited about something.
Yeah. Yeah, and I forgot what the first thing you said was now.
Spider-Man. We're going to talk about Spider-Man.
I'm just still kind of shocked that we got all three of the community choice games
Worth mentioning. We did our community pick in, I believe, October. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we played the game you guys picked. Then the month after that, our two runner-ups that you guys had picked, we pulled. And then we pulled it again for this month, and that was Spider-Man 2. So we've knocked out all of your guys' games by the end of the year, which is really kind of wild.
Honestly, should be impossible, but
yeah,
it wasn't, but it happened. Obviously.
Fully random.
So yeah, picked up Spider-Man and played it, and we're going to talk about it.
You definitely played it, but we'll talk about that. I'm really excited because it's nice to do a review of a new game that's still relevant. True. And relevant for possibly a Game of the Year pick. Maybe we're going to be doing our annual Game of the Year discussion very soon. We'll be having some people on, so stay tuned for that. But we'll be discussing our picks for Game of the Year and two runner-ups, and then kind of going through the year and kind of celebrating the year in gaming, because it was a wild year in gaming. So I'm really excited to talk about that, but also excited to talk about this. And yeah, we also have Plus Club coming up as well. So we're doing a lot of episodes all at once, but it'll be worth it. It'll be fun. We got to do it. And yeah, really excited for that Game of the Year discussion. 2024, though, I'm excited for it as well, for gaming, of course. A lot of games coming out. Stalker 2 got delayed into 2024, so I'm very excited for that. That was one of my most hyped games for this year, and now it's one of my most hyped games for next year. I would like to do possibly an episode at some point, kind of looking at the games that are coming out in 2024, having a discussion on what to look forward to there, but we'll get there when we get there, because I also want to do an episode early January of best month of PlayStation Plus, because something criminal happened, and in 2023 we did not do a best month of PlayStation Plus, which is fucking crazy because we've been doing that for years. So we got to make up for that. We're going to be doing one for this year for sure. I already have it set up in terms of like all the months and the games that were played. So I'm, I guess, more motivated to do the episode than I was earlier this year. So anyway, yeah, really excited to have this conversation. But before that, we have to pick a brand new game of the month for January of 2024. It's crazy. And if you guys are regulars here, you know that January is my month to pick game of the month. We typically pick randomly for anybody new here. But on January, or in January, I get to pick game of the month. And then 3 months later, I believe it was originally Chris's, but he's not on the show anymore. He's welcome back anytime. We did a joint pick this year, and then 3 months later, it's your pick. And then 3 months later, it's the community pick. So yeah. So I'm teeter tottering between two games for January. I kind of am leaning towards one pretty strongly because I feel like I have to pick it. And so my game for January that we'll be playing is Baldur's Gate 3. I have struggled to put the necessary time into that game, shuffling all the games, because you guys know I play a lot of games, shuffling all the games and trying to beat all the games. I had to not prioritize it, which kind of sucked. So I want to make up for that. I want to play it throughout January. It'll make it easy because I won't have another game to have to prioritize for the channel. It will be the game for the channel. And then we'll do a review discussion at the end of January, which I think will be really cool because, I mean, in one game of the year, it's a big game. And I think it's still really relevant. So, yeah. The other game I was thinking about picking for Game of the Month because I thought it'd be an easy one, and we're already kind of doing it anyway, is the Finals. We've been playing that quite a bit. Stay tuned for TastyCast. We'll probably be discussing that because you've actually played it quite a bit now, which is nice. And, yeah, I was like, I'm already playing it anyway. I'm already doing dailies, weeklies, all that stuff. So I could pick that. But I feel like I should pick Baldur's Gate 3 because... I would like to put the time into that and maybe do a co-op campaign would be kind of cool. So, yeah. So anyway, we'll be playing Baldur's Gate 3 in January, and I'm sure Sarah will be very happy because she's been cracking on the game for 2 months. Like
I mean, easy to do.
That's just all she's playing nonstop. She stopped to play Death something. Death Must Die.
Death Must Die, yeah.
She's been playing that too. She got me to pick it up. I played a little bit. It was kind of cool. But other than that, just Baldur's Gate 3. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's that. So, let's talk about the game we played in December, which was Marvel Spider-Man 2. If you didn't get a chance to play Marvel Spider-Man 2, it is the sequel to Marvel Spider-Man, in which, and kind of to Miles Morales, in which you play as Peter Parker and Miles Morales. Doing the Spider-Man thing. It's a third-person action game. I'm sure all of you know the game already, so I don't have to describe it too much. But it's an open world. It's double the size of the last game. Everything's double, basically, in this game. Two characters, bigger city, more stuff to do, and basic synopsis, because I'm not going to go into the details of it. You guys already know from the trailers, but Kraven is basically turning the city into a hunting ground with him and his militia. And Miles Morales and Peter Parker are basically trying to combat that, figure out what the hell he's doing, and also deal with their personal lives and the things that come with that, like you know, school, jobs, relationships, all sorts of stuff. They actually put quite a bit of emphasis into the personal lives of these characters. And yeah, it's a PS5 exclusive as of right now. I'm sure that'll change at some point. And we both played it. Let's start with you when it comes to your impressions of Spider-Man 2, Marvel Spider-Man 2, in December.
Okay. I think it's important to note that before it was put into our list for a community choice game, I was not going to buy the game. I don't generally play sandbox games. There are exceptions, obviously. But it's because I tend to lose focus and not get the game done, which admittedly almost happened with this game too. But I kind of forced myself to go through and I've beaten it. So I think I have a pretty good amount of info on the game at this point.
Wild. Because for transparency, you guys might be curious. You beat the game.
I did.
I think 24% through the game. And if you're curious about how far that is in the story, because I've basically just been doing the story and some of the side quests, I guess the story makes up 60% of the game. So I'd say I'm like a third through the game, but I've played it quite a bit. Like, so
done everything except for two types of side quests, because quite frankly, I just didn't care for them and I don't care about platinuming them in the game. So
what side quests?
There are these, I'm going to butcher the name. I apologize, but Mysterio, whatever. Quests. And then there are the, how do I say this? There are cores you have to defend. And I found that to be boring and a little frustrating when you had to defend multiple cores, because combat basically became irrelevant as much as just playing tag with a bunch of enemies, which I hated. So,
sure.
But yeah, outside of that, just general impressions of the game. It's a very good looking game, which, you know, I expected, and it did not disappoint. The voice acting, actual acting, and like all the settings and stuff like that are all very well done.
I prefer this over like the Spider-Man movies, not the original Spider-Man movies with like Tobey Maguire, but like the modern ones they're doing with like everything. Like I was like playing, and I'm like, this is better than what like Disney's doing.
It feels very comic booky, which is nice.
Yeah.
to the but, extent that I know anything about comic
books. It's also nice too, because like, and I know some people are complaining about it, like the part in the beginning where you got to like clean your house or whatever, but which is so brief, but people are like, why the fuck am I doing this?
Interesting.
They take the time to kind of live in their lives, let you live in their lives. So I think it, and it also feels like a continuation from the last game. A game I did finish was Marvel Spider-Man. It feels like a true continuation from that game. And so tapping into their personal lives and the voice work and the acting's done really well, they feel very familiar. And I think that's a really big strength of this series in general.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to do my best to, you know, not give any spoilers out, but
Don't explain the ending.
Yeah, I may say some things that some people may consider spoilery. So if you are sensitive to that kind of stuff, maybe come back after you've beaten the game.
Well, it's funny because like the Venom thing everyone knows about, and it's not, I haven't even gotten to it yet. But they showed it in the trailers.
So what I was going to say, as far as like the story goes, I kind of was meh about it for most of the game. And it's because... honestly, for me, all the Kraven stuff was kind of whatever.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about Kraven.
I didn't care about him. I got kind of burnt out of just constantly fighting hunters the whole way through the game. It was just kind of like frustrating. The last third of the game is all the Venom stuff, which was significantly more interesting. I will also say the side quests, the Spider-Man, or they're both Spider-Man, the original Spider-Man's
Peter Parker,
side quest story with the, I can't remember the gal's name, and you fight a bunch of pyro people, basically. But at the end of that is a cool little reveal as well, which I really enjoyed. And if you're fond, or if you know much about Spider-Man, it was probably nice for you as well. The Miles one, I believe, had to do with his uncle. I could be wrong. That one was also a lot more interesting than Kraven. I don't know. I feel like a lot of the stuff in the game, side stories, everything, was told really well. The Kraven stuff was just meh for me the whole time.
It's funny because for a while now, the Spider-Man movies have been like, you've heard like rumors that they're going to bring Kraven. I think they are now, or they did. I don't know. I don't watch them anymore, but they kept talking about it, but I'm like, is Kraven even that interesting? And I'm sure comic book fans are like, yeah, he is. Maybe. But like in a movie, just some hunter guy, he's basically Predator. It's like, that's not that interesting. So when I found out he's like the supposed main villain, I don't know, I haven't beaten the game. That wasn't exciting for me. I think that's one of the reasons I didn't feel super hyped about this game, even though I was super confident that it'd be great. Like, but I was like, I don't care about Kraven. And then I'm playing the game. They're like, oh, fuck, Kraven is militia here. And I'm like, they're a bunch of dorks. Like, I don't give a shit about these people. And then, yeah, fighting them is kind of annoying because they always have people shooting at you, people running at you, people you have to, I forgot what it's called, but basically it's
parry.
Which is a new mechanic in the game. So you're not just dodging and swinging. There's one more thing you can do, even though I still find myself not using it. And then you have snipers who are always just perched up on poles, just shooting at you constantly. I'm like,
I think the sniper is probably the most annoying. The parry becomes mandatory in some fights, but
For sure. But yeah, those fights always felt kind of samey and repetitive and not as fun as they could have been. And I hate the fucking robot dogs.
I did. There's a point in the game where you are able to like do a lot of more like stealth instead of just action stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that made the game a little more enjoyable for me as well, because I just kind of, for some reason I was expecting it anyways, but you can do stuff like, you know, make a line to walk across.
Yeah.
And then you can sneak, pull people up and tie them up. And then they're done.
Yeah, you could do that stuff in the first game, but the spider line thing, I think, is a new feature, which I thought was kind of cool. I would like to see more of that, ways you can affect the environment.
Yeah, that's probably more up my alley anyways. The combat just gets super repetitive after a while versus, like, you know, trying not to get spotted and stuff like that was a little more fun for me.
Yeah, a lot of people say they don't like the stealth in the series, and I'm like, I kind of like it.
Yeah, I have a feeling my desires of the game are probably going to be different from other people's, because even when you brought up the cleaning the house thing, I like that kind of stuff because it adds life
to the
character instead of them just being me smash things. So,
Yeah.
I do think his relationships with people throughout the game, villains, friends, family, morally gray people, etc., are all very well done as well. I at the beginning of the game, when you do the Sandman part, I was just like, this is just some spectacle. And then it unlocked a series of side quests, and that actually gives you a storyline that just has to do with Sandman and his connection to Kraven and stuff like that. And I actually thought that part was really good as well. And again, I think that's been the shining part of this whole game, is all the side stuff and all the other
characters and stuff. Work on that more then.
And then the last third of the game, where you do all the Venom stuff, best part of the game.
Well, at least they saved the best for last. Even though I heard people complain that it's like, they're like, you only play as Venom for like 14 minutes.
Oh, I don't care about that part at all. And that is a very short part of the game.
Yeah.
But that whole arc of the story,
plus, it's good to hear
the changes to your character as well, multiple times during that small part of the game, are also fun. So that was probably, it was really easy for me to beat the game when I got to that point, because I was like enjoying myself the whole time instead of just breaking up the monotony by doing side stuff. So I like that part quite a bit. I also think they really did Venom justice. Like, and I'm not a comic book reader, so I don't know as well as someone who does read, but like from my, viewpoint of Venom, like from, growing up and seeing some of the comic stuff, some of the cartoon stuff, et cetera, video games. I loved the way they handled Venom. It was pretty cool. The, set piece stuff that goes on a lot of that part of the game too is pretty cool as well. So if I had one annoyance, is that a lot of the enemies at that point of the game, I know it's an attempt and ramp up with difficulty, but it's more so I never felt like it was harder as much as like they were just forcing me to dodge more. Which was, take it or leave it, I guess. But overall I had a lot of fun with that. The amount of costumes you can unlock is also pretty cool, though I only really ended up using like two or three per Spider-Man. I actually think most of Miles's are kind of meh, because they're a mix between like a spider suit and like real life clothing, basically
streetwear.
I think it's really goofy. And then a lot of Spider-Man's, you get a lot of his classic ones, which is cool and all, but I think Red and Blue together is awful. So, so I switched as soon as I could. I ended up mostly, if you're curious, I did the Iron Man variant, and not like, even though, and this is also in the game, there's the Iron Man made suit of his that still looks like Spider-Man, but there's one that has like very like Iron Man type features to it. And that one I used a lot with the white underneath and the gold and black outside.
I like how they did the cosmetics in this, because in the last game you just had individual suits, but in this you unlock the suit, and if you're good with it, cool, but if you want more variants, you can unlock it, unlock four or three more.
It's typically four total,
which I think is pretty cool, because sometimes I'd look at one, I'm like, I don't really like those colors, and then I'd like hit the button to unlock more, and I would typically find a color variant I liked. So they got some cool designs.
Yeah. Well, like one of the ones I used with Miles for a long time too was like this very like tech, like polygon looking one where his hands and feet were glowing. And then there were four different colors basically. I liked that one. It was very like Tron-esque. I don't know. I was really into it.
Yeah. I'm using one that's kind of like that, except for the lining is like lights that move. So
yeah, I had almost all the costumes. I just didn't finish the side quest, so I didn't get all of them. So yeah, I like that part of the game. These skill trees are fine. They just honestly, I feel like they could have just been replaced by just giving you skills as you leveled. But, you know, I guess there are some forks so you can kind of prioritize what you get earlier on. But I was 60 by the time I was done anyway, so I had everything unlocked.
I think it's interesting that they decided to have shared perks.
They're shared and individual,
yeah. Yeah. Well, the individual I expected, but yeah. To have a tree that they share together, I thought was really cool. And I would like to see more games possibly explore that.
Yeah.
It's the second game this year that I've played that you're playing as two different characters in the same game. So I think it's kind of an interesting thing to see because Alan Wake 2 had, two different characters you could swap in between at any time. This game's similar. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah. I ignored their individual trees and I just did the shared one.
That's funny. Cause that's all I put my points into so far.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, I'm getting more bang for my buck here.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I focused on their singles, mostly with Peter Parker. I liked his moveset a little better. Miles has some good stuff for like groups, but, I don't know. I just think Peter's toolkit's a little more, my speed, I guess. I liked, because I don't know a lot about Miles Morales, if I'm being honest.
I don't know shit about him.
His dynamic with his friends and his family and stuff like that, also him being very open with his family on who he is, was fun. I liked that, and it was very refreshing. I also like that, because when we did the Game Awards, they talked about accessibility, and I was trying to figure out where that fit in with this game, and Miles is... Crush sweetheart character, doesn't speak. She's a mute or whatever. And so there's a lot of sign language that happens between the two of them. And they actually do the sign language in the game, which I thought was really cool that they even did that. So, and then there's, a few quests where you actually like interact with her and stuff like that. And they show like the perspective of someone who lives like that and the kind of like the way they have to communicate and stuff like that with the world. So it was cool. There's also, going too into it, there's this quest where you do take on the roles of non Spider-Man characters. And she is one of the characters you get to play a quick mission with. It's kind of neat. So
interesting.
Yeah. Which I'll give him props for as well. This one thing, this is gonna be a weird tie in, but one thing I really like about Final Fantasy 14 is when there's story missions that you get to play as other characters. This game does that too. And I think that's really cool because you get, a different perspective basically from someone who's not you.
Yeah.
And especially in this game, be like, they're not superheroes. So, I think really the only other thing I have to add is, the game length. I had heard it was kind of short. I think it was just right. If the story would have went any longer, I would have felt like it was dragging, to be honest.
I felt like that with the original Marvel Spider-Man when I finished that. It felt like the perfect length because it didn't feel like a short game, but also didn't feel like it was like full of filler. And like, I always bring it up, but like Red Dead Redemption 2 is a fantastic game, masterfully made. I love that game. But that story goes on for fucking ever. And the center of that story is literally just, I had a plan. Does that. Forever. And I'm like, dude, something's got to happen here. Yeah. And then like the beginning and end is fantastic. So anyway, the reason I'm bringing that up as an extreme is, some games really try to add some longevity. And for me, just make your story good and then add like side quests and stuff if you're looking for things to keep people busy. And this game does that. So.
It does. Yeah. Actually, if I had, one thing I would say is I think the Kraven part should have been a little shorter. I do think it drags on a little bit. There are parts of it I like, don't get me wrong. I just think the enemies that you're fighting, all the hunters and stuff like that, they're a little boring. And I think Kraven is just not that compelling, even though I know his motivation and stuff like that now. It all makes sense. Still kind of don't care. So versus at least with Venom, like it's really easy to care. So yeah. I don't know if I have anything else to add. I would say, if you are going to do any of the side quests, do the flame ones.
Okay.
Just because I know with your, background, with Spider-Man stuff a little bit, you'll have an appreciation for where that story ends as well. So,
okay.
Cause it kind of hints towards something else. So, and then you know, if you're watching this and you haven't beaten it and you're you weren't worried about the spoiler part, I said earlier, there's a mid credit scene and an end credit scene, and it hints towards the direction the series is going. So.
And if you've been following the leaks, you already know what's coming. True. So, except for, I don't know if we got info on who's in those games, but we do know there is a Spider-Man 3 being made, and there was a canceled, sadly, canceled four-player cooperative Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
So hopefully they bring that back, because that actually sounded kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was like an Into the Spider-Verse style game, where people were like different Spider-Mans. So that would have been really neat.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Kind of sounded like almost like Ghost of Tsushima's multiplayer.
Yeah. So. Oh, I have one more complaint, and you didn't experience this, and you can obviously speak for yourself, mm-hmm. but I found myself not web swinging very much. Once I got Glide, it just kind of seemed pointless to swing everywhere when I could just fly in a straight line and not have to worry about buildings and stuff like that being close to me. So, plus the wind currents and stuff like that will just basically slingshot you across the
map. Yeah, you go really fast when you do that.
So it's just, I almost hated it because I wish, like, you're the web, you know, slinger.
Yeah, I don't like that they added slinging. Because, like, it just doesn't feel right. Like, yeah, it gets you around faster. They made the map double the size of the last game.
Fast travel. Like, why
not? Sure. Yeah, no, I agree 100%. So. And so, like, yeah, gliding Spider-Man is, like, it's convenient, but, like, yeah, it's not aesthetically pleasing for me. And it's not as fun. And it's funny because I forgot the game even had the fucking gliding until you brought that up. We're talking about it and you're like, yeah, except for you don't really web sling. You just glide around. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot you could fucking glide in the game. Cause I don't, by choice, except for last night when I was playing a little bit, I pushed myself to glide more often. Cause after that conversation, I was like, maybe I should be gliding more often to get around. And it's not very fun to do that, but when you hit the wind, there's areas where you can see the wind, and when you hit that, you stay in these circles and it speeds you up. It's much faster than web slinging, but it's not as fun. As fatigued as I am with comic book stuff for like years and years and years now, younger me loved Spider-Man, so if I'm gonna play a Spider-Man game, I want to swing around, and so I choose to swing around because I think it's more fun. And yeah, if I need to get somewhere quick, I'll just quick travel. So yeah. So yeah, it was an interesting thing because obviously you went the opposite path, but I know also, even though it's not a vehicle, it's a mode of transportation, I know you're typically less interested in forms of transportation in games, so
true.
Possibly you're just looking
not
for
even
the,
in games in real life,
the path of least resistance,
yeah,
and just gliding because it's just fly through the tunnel, go quick. So
yeah, and then makes slingshot sense. Myself every time I had to land.
There's just all these mechanics and stuff in the first game that are in this game still with the web slinging that like keeps my brain busy. Like you're swinging around, you can dive, you can get more swing on certain things. You get the move where you can swing around a circle, you can shoot a point and zip line straight to it and then leap off it. Like, all that stuff is just not used if you're just gliding around. So, but I mean, it's convenient. So
for sure,
I get it. I just think it was a weird direction for them to go. So yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So I'm glad you brought that up. I'm trying to think of anything else that possibly you could talk on, but I think you pretty much covered it all outside of going into full on spoilers.
Yeah, I can't really say details of the story, but I do think it was done pretty well. Especially because they don't just make you constantly go forward. Sometimes you go into flashbacks, and I think they're done well. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, overall I had a good time. I'm obviously I beat it. So I don't feel like I've wasted my money.
Yeah, it's good. Was nice. I was worried because I was going to get to this game at some point, but I wasn't planning on playing it anytime soon. And then it got pulled and I'm like, oh, fuck, I guess I'm playing it. Even though I've been prioritizing still Cyberpunk. I've been playing that quite a bit. So that's one of the reasons why I'm only 27% into this game. But I do plan on beating it because I am every time I'm playing it, I'm enjoying it. So, but yeah, to hear that you beat it when you didn't even finish the last two games is interesting.
Miles Morales is still in the shrink wrap.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I beat the first game and then I played Miles Morales for like 2 hours and I was like, yeah, it's the other game except for you got electricity powers. So it wasn't enough to keep me around. But this does feel more robust. So that's been nice. Basically agree with most of the things you said outside of your perspective on being further in the game. I don't know yet, but the game does feel like an improvement on the last game in most ways, which is good because I think the last game was great. It does kind of feel like a 1.5 more than a 2 in my opinion in some ways, because it does feel very much like the last game in its combat, but they added a bunch of little things here and there that makes it feel new again. I think just the overall quality of the world and the gameplay is enhanced because it's built for the PS5, so that's nice. You have better density in the city when people are driving around and walking around, so it feels more alive. The city's bigger, you can see further. A lot of enhancements like that look great, but combat feels very much the same. I actually think it's kind of impressive that it almost still feels like a continuation of the last game, even though you're leveling and unlocking perks in this. A lot of things carried over from the last game. And so, yeah, it doesn't feel like you're starting from square one again. It's just you're just building from there again with new perks and new gadgets and stuff like that. So it's really interesting the way they did that. So yeah, the game looks really good. Not surprised there. It's Insomniac. It's a AAA game. It's got a budget. It's on the PS5, funded by Sony. So yeah, that checks out. I think it's a really good looking game. There's people when this game first came out that said it looked like shit. Just straight up don't agree. And I don't believe you. I don't think you actually think that. Cause it's a really good looking game. Plays very well, buttery smooth. I like the combat, I liked it in the first game, I like it in this. It does have that, you know, swing at this dude, spider sense, tingling, dodge mechanic, but the way it flows is still impressive to me. Just watching the character flying around, punching people, feels chaotic, but also feels like you're in control. So
I definitely felt in control when I was fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, as an example, like if I was surrounded, I would do an uppercut, get someone in the air, and instead of continuing through, I would just turn around and take advantage of them being out for a second to fight someone else. So
yeah, even the small stuff too, like you don't use it very often, but I didn't, but every once in a while I would like be punching a dude. Someone's coming up on me. I'd punch him against a wall and I'd hit him with the spider web and just stick him to the wall, and now he's out.
Oh, I stuck people all the time once we got the stealth stuff, because they just walk against the wall and I just hit them real quick.
Yeah, and so like those little options are a lot of fun, and I think it makes combat, even though combat scenarios feel samey a lot, what you're capable of doing in combat is fairly vast and dynamic. You can really get creative in the way you fight. And there is so much things you can do in combat that you can just not use certain things if you don't want to. And you still have plenty of options. So that's really impressive. I also preferred Peter Parker in terms of gameplay and combat and costumes. That could just be a bias thing because I grew up with Peter Parker, Spider-Man. Yeah. And I don't know anything about Miles Morales. But I think Miles Morales is a decent character. I think.
Yeah, I liked his character.
Yeah, he's cool. People get into the weird discussion all the time on if he's actually Spider-Man or not. It's like, yeah, I mean, the comic and the game both call him Spider-Man. It's kind of settled. So
I will say, what's the question? If that's what they said,
I think people are worried that like he's a replacement for Peter Parker. And it's like there's multiple Batmans. Like, people take up the mantle. It's a symbol, basically.
Multiple Spider-Mans in the comics.
Yeah. So, I always thought that conversation was kind of whatever. Is he as cool as Peter Parker to me? No, but I grew up, you know, as a kid in the 90s. So
sure.
I'm not going to betray, my early love for Spider-Man. But he's a good character. So, he's acted well. His voice kind of annoys me sometimes, but, He does a good job. He's so acting very well. Like a
high school
kid, he's a kid. Yeah. So it's like, I'm not even like, that guy sucks. I'm just like, every once in a while, I'm just like, man, he just sounds like a kid.
Man, you're young.
He does a good job. I think everybody in this game does a really good job in terms of like voice acting and performances and stuff like that. I think Yuri, whatever his name is, who plays Peter Parker, does a great job. Game looks great. The cinematics are really good. A lot of side not side, like mini games. They're very simple, but there's a lot, and it's kind of surprising because like I expect mini games in like Yakuza, this game I'm constantly like
RPGs and stuff.
And in this game it's like it was constantly offering things to do, interactive things. Even there's a mission, I won't go into the details of what happens there, but you're like a fair or carnival type thing. An amusement park, and you can just continue the mission, but it's also like, oh, you can play the games too. And it's very simple. Most of the time you just walk up, you press a button, or you aim real quick and press a button. But that was even neat that you're in the game, you're in this amusement park, you can interact with the stuff. So it doesn't just feel like you're
the character.
Yeah, you're not just like walking through the scene. You're actually, and it's neat too, because like they got voice acting going on constantly. Mm-hmm. So like they're talking to you as you're like winning the games and stuff like that. So it kind of adds to an element of the friendship level of the characters. So I appreciated that. So yeah, that's cool. Missions so far have been, in terms of like cinematics and story, varied. Gameplay wise, they're pretty varied as well. I mean, there's like stealth missions. There's some pretty just story centric. You're walking through and a lot of things are happening and you're kind of interacting, figuring out where to go. And then there's the more typical like combat missions and a mix of, you know, all of them in missions. So it's never boring. I think the pace is good. Like I said, the only thing that ever feels like super repetitive to me is like combat scenarios. Once you get into the mix of fighting like, you know, 10, 12 people, it starts to feel pretty samey. But again, the combat itself has enough layers to it that allows you to go at that how you want. So that keeps it interesting. What else? I think we pretty much covered most of the stuff. Looks good, plays good. I need to beat it, so I can't have like a full opinion yet. I will be grading my impressions of it this month, but once I beat it, I'm sure I'll update you guys on Tastycast, because I do plan on beating this. I'm enjoying it when I do play it. It just hasn't been a top priority, but I've been playing it and I've been liking it. The costumes I kind of went over, but I like the way they did that. A lot of varied costumes to unlock. A lot of side quests, a lot of side things to do, a lot of dynamic, random things that happen. One thing I think is really neat in this game is how people who are interacting with you during a mission will join combat when you do finishers.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's really neat. Because they're already really cool anyway when you do them by yourself. But like when you're playing and Miles Morales is around, there's like a lot of crazy shit happening. He'll like join in and they'll like have dialogue when you're playing with, I'll just keep it there. He will interact in some ways, and
he gets some more of that with the fire quest line too.
I just thought it was really impressive. Like it's a good step above an NPC that's competent with you. That they're actually joining in on your finishers is fucking awesome. And that even happened when I did like random missions in the city that Miles Morales was around for. He showed up, and then when I finished like fighting these dudes who were like robbing something, he's like, I'll hang out here and wait for the cops. And then like I swung off, and I'm like, that's cool, because that makes it feel like Miles Morales is in the city.
In the city.
Yeah.
And it's not every time. It's just occasionally.
Yeah. So it's a really nice touch. They really are trying to sell this world as it's like existing. And I think they did a really good job on that. Not a big fan of the gliding. I already went over that. But I use it every once in a while, especially when you're going across water. I love the swinging. I think it's the best swing that's been in a Spider-Man game. And it should be, but it is. So it's good to say. The story so far, I think the personal stuff is interesting. And I agree, Kraven's not interesting to me. I'm hoping it'll get more interesting. And it sounds like it does, but not because of Kraven, from what I'm hearing from you, which is fine.
Yeah, I mean, you get information on him like right when you're almost done with them, and you're just like, okay, I see your motivation now.
Now he's just like, I'm gonna snatch all these people. I'm just like, okay, like that's whatever.
Not dangerous things.
Yeah, not very interesting. But yeah, overall, really good game. Really enjoying it. I don't want to upset anybody. I feel like our last couple episodes fucking upset some people. This game is really good, but And I respect that people thought it should be game of the year. If it's your personal game of the year, that's all that matters. But I was talking with Sarah about this, and I was playing it. She's watching me, and I was like, the game's good. Like, it's fucking AAA. It's very well made.
100%.
I just think, you know, in a year of games, and we've went over this before, but in a year of like so many high quality good games, there are some that kind of like define genres. And this isn't a genre defining game. It's just an example of how to fucking do it right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a huge W for Insomniac.
Sure. Yeah. There's a reason why when I saw those leaks and I see what they're making until 2030, I'm like, yeah, because they're just knocking these games out of the park. So, of course, Sony's like, yeah, keep making Marvel games because we can fucking rely on you. The leaks on that Wolverine game. People are like talking shit about it. I'm like, that's fucking pre-alpha, dude. Like from what I'm seeing, it looks fucking cool to me.
I'm refraining from saying much, but yeah.
Yeah.
The stuff that comes after Wolverine, I think I'm more excited for.
Same. I know about them leaks. But not from this game. So I'm excited to find out in a more organic way. But anyway, just kind of bringing that up. I respect people's thoughts, because I had so many people on TikTok going like, Spider-Man 2 should have won Game of the Year. And I'm like, I think any other year it could have, but this year I think there's like three games that really kind of like set it to the side a bit because they were like new, fresh, and exciting. And Spider-Man is just fucking solid. But it's a sequel to a game.
Yeah, it deserved the nom.
Yeah, 100%, sure. 100%. Yeah, I don't think it should have been replaced. I think there's like two games. I loved Resident Evil 4, but I also am like, if you would have took that off and replaced it with like Hogwarts Legacy or something, I think it would have been more fair. But Mario should have been fucking not on there. But Spider-Man 100% belonged there. It's I'm playing it and I'm just like, yeah, this is definitely one of the highest quality games of the year. It definitely is a standout. So.
Yeah, I think I had zero issues. So that was great too.
I mean, I've seen some weird NPC interactions, but that's to be expected in any open world game. So
fair. I didn't, fortunately. So
I got into a fight or whatever. I sent the video to Josh. I should have kept it. But after the fight was done, there's all these cars that stopped in traffic because we're fighting in the middle of the street. And I looked in the back seat. This guy's in the front, just holding the steering wheel, just staring. But I looked in the back seat and there's this girl and she's just like, looked like she was just tripping out. Her eyes were just vacant. She wasn't blinking and she was just looking around. Like, I think she's supposed to be like shocked that like combat was happening. Yeah. Something was happening, but she just looked like fucking, like she was just in another dimension right now. Like she took something and I was just staring at her. I was like, the fuck is she doing? Not as egregious as some of the Starfield NPCs that we saw, but it was kind of funny. But you know, Rockstar gets away with that shit. So they can get away with it. Yeah. Overall, really good game though. Super solid. I'm definitely gonna beat it because I think it's really good so far. So
yeah.
Anything else?
No.
As showman recommendations, I think the easy ones are if you're into comic book stuff, if you're into Spider-Man stuff, if you're into Marvel stuff, it's a must play. It's definitely one of the best superhero games out there, easily. I don't name a better one. I don't know any of them that would be better than this. So yeah. If you like third-person action games that offer fluid combat and stealth, I would recommend it to you. Even if you're not into comic books at all, I would recommend it to you.
Yeah.
If you like heavy story cinematic games, I would recommend it to you. If you like AAA games, if you like seeing games of high quality that have a lot of production value and a lot of dev time and all that stuff, you should play it.
Variety of missions, for sure.
If you own a PS5, you should buy and play it.
I do think it's a must own PS5
because it's an exclusive game for now, and it's definitely a must play game in my opinion. If you have the console and you're complaining about there's not enough games to play for the PS5 or whatever, go buy this if you haven't. Let's see. If you like games with stuff to do, unlockables, side quests, things that'll keep you busy, you can play it for a while and like 100% it. Check this out because they've definitely put the time in to make sure there are things to do around the city. This is not Mafia 2, and Mafia 3, and Mafia. the Mafia games just have nothing to do. But they're good games. Let's see. if you're a Batman fan and you don't like Spider-Man for some reason, which I think would be weird, but you like the Arkham games, I would recommend it. It's not exactly the same, but it has a similar formula for the combat and stealth stuff. A little less
stiff, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's newer. It's definitely a very smooth playing game.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have anything?
The big one was the story-focused games, and you already said that, so.
Yeah.
It is very story-heavy.
I need to beat it, because Josh seemed pretty impressed with performance.
I don't think I'm as smitten, but it was good.
Yeah. I mean, that you're saying it's good is enough for me, because I wasn't expecting you to be like impressed with anything really outside of being able to note the quality, but you beat it. So,
yeah.
Anything else?
If you like Venom,
and you want Venom in games, like we all do, especially all of us kids who grew up in the 90s, more Venom for sure, or Carnage, that'd be cool. Yeah, should we grade it? Okay, so to be clear, anybody who watched the channel, you guys already know, but anyone who's new here possibly, I'm grading my impression of the game this month. I have not beaten it, so this grade is not my final review. That will be updated later. So as of right now, I would give it probably a soft A. I think it's a high-quality game. I think it's I have no issues with it. It's fun to play. Yeah, I don't have any complaints about it. It's fucking good, so... and that's coming from somebody who's not really into superhero stuff anymore because it's just fucking,
we're just inundated.
I just don't feel like
cause you're not even at what I would think. What I would say is I think you at the beginning of like,
the it's good part of the just game. Starting to get interesting where I'm at, but, it's a soft A. It's almost an A minus, but it doesn't feel right to give it A minus. It's stellar. It's really good. The only reason I'm not giving it A plus is because like I haven't experienced anything that like really is hitting me in a way that I'm like, holy shit, that's memorable. But like, it's a good game. So, and it definitely is, goes above and beyond, a lot of games in the genre. So yeah, soft A for sure. Yeah. You,
I mean, I'm going to give it an A minus, it was a good game for sure. I'm being in A territory. You know, I would hope that that would back that up. But the only reason I can't go any higher is because 2/3 of the game, I just kind of didn't care. So I was having fun playing it, but like the story was like whatever, with some, some small exceptions here and there that, but it just felt like it dragged for a bit. And then when I got to the last third of the game, I had a hard time putting it down. So if the whole game would have been like that, I mean, it would have been a real easy A. So,
yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, A minus. I still think it was a solid game. It's the only one of the three Spider-Man, this era of Spider-Man games that I've beaten. So I think that also says a lot about it.
You weren't even going to pick it up and play it.
And I wasn't even going to play
it. And now you're giving it A minus. So it was worth it.
Yeah. And I would be curious their future projects because they've kind of shown that they can tell an interesting story with superheroes, which I was very convinced I didn't want to hear anymore. So
it's how I felt with the last Spider-Man game is I was still burnt out then and I enjoyed it. So I'm like, Insomniac gets it. They're doing their own thing and I think they're doing it good. So it doesn't feel oversaturated.
Please make another Ratchet and Clank eventually. I love those games.
Well, according to the leaks, there's two mystery IPs that they're working on outside of Marvel stuff. So, but it does seem like Sony's like, you're going to be doing the Marvel stuff for a while. Because they're good at it.
Sure. And it makes money.
And if you're, used to Ratchet and Clank and the imagination they've had with those games, makes sense why they're making these games. So. I'm really curious to see, I don't know if it's a spoiler for anybody who's not following the leaks, but the other Marvel properties they're going to be working on. I'll just put it that way. One in particular, it's not Wolverine. I'm very curious about how they're going to do that.
Yes.
I'm hoping it's multiplayer.
Some prospects there that are exciting to me. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So soft A and A minus, both good grades from somebody who hasn't beaten the game yet and someone who actually beat it, who wasn't going to beat it. But let us know in the comments what you guys think of Marvel Spider-Man 2. Have you played it? Have you not played it? If you haven't played it, why haven't you played it? And if you are playing it, what do you think of it? What are you liking about it? What are you not liking about it? Do you have any criticisms of the game? Maybe think A's too high. What would you grade it? And what are some of your favorite parts of the game? What do you think about the side quests? What do you think about the mini games that are all over the game? And is there any features that are new to it that you're liking a lot? And what do you think of the story without spoilers, please? Otherwise, I'll have to, unless you mark it as spoiler, I won't do anything. But if you just post spoilers, I'll delete it.
You get the bonk.
Yeah, be respectful for people who haven't beaten it yet. But yeah, good game. I think it's going to do it for this episode of Game of the Month for December. It's been a wild year in 2023. I'm looking forward to 2024 doing more Game of the Months. Reminder, Baldur's Gate 3 is our Game of the Month for January, so look forward to that. I know there's people in this community who are playing it and loving that game, so it'll be fun to finally have a episode where we talk about it with you guys, so look forward to that. But I've been Seth. This has been Chevy. Thank you, Chevy, for joining me for this Game of the Month. Thank you guys for joining us for this Game of the Month, and we'll talk to you guys later. Have a good one, guys, and take it easy.